No.
Thank you. It's Wednesday, July 8th. Start, call the youth and, youth and governance. Just your law enforcement meeting, no order, roll call, please.
Dan Esposito.
Here.
Ron Johnson.
Here.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
David Arrington. David Arrington. Anita Johnson.
Here.
Leah Blau.
Here.
John Poole. John Poole. Sage Holloway.
Here.
Rihanna Riker. Rikey.
Ritzai.
Ritzai?
Yeah.
I'll try to remember that.
Here.
Ritzai.
You should probably,
I'll try.
I have a graphic image in my head, so now I'll remember the Ritz cracker.
Yeah, the Ritz cracker.
Yeah, that's what, that'll help me.
Okay. I'll remember that too, thank you. It's 6:33, citizen comments. Citizens' comments. Any citizens' comments? Any citizens' comments? No citizens' comments are closed. 33 supervisor comments. Any supervisors have any comments at this time? 6:34, moving on. Chairman comments. Just want to let the youth and governance know that usually meetings are a little longer than this one. So yeah. This one's a real long one, so hold on.
It's a barn burner.
Hope you, yeah, hope you brought snacks or something. So with that, 6:34, could I have approval of the minutes for June 10, 2015?
Motion approved.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, second by Supervisor Anita Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Those are approved. 6:35, I need, we had a resolution for the Grosse County Sheriff's Department. Cabaret license for Goodfellow's Restaurant Bar Incorporated. Captain White.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This is just routine cabaret from probationary to annual for Goodfellow's Restaurant and Bar. They're granted a 6-month probationary back in January, which is now due in, or to come up for renewal in July. We haven't had any incidents at this place. It's relatively respectable operation, and I would have no objections to moving to an annual cabaret. For Goodfellows.
Any questions for Captain Leichter? Questions, though? Where was this again? Is this
Goodfellows? It's down on, I believe, South Antioch Road now.
Yeah.
It's a new restaurant, or a new name of an older
correct
place.
It's in a strip mall there.
Yeah.
I've met the owners before. We've had some campaigning stops there. I believe Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson, stopped there for campaign stuff, etc. Never had a problem with the operation of the tavern. The only incident on record here is a couple of people that didn't pay for some food that ordered there. So it's a good place.
I have one question. So is it the same people that own Goodfellow's downtown? Is it the same? Or is it,
I don't
they
think
just
so
pick the same name?
It is.
I don't think it is.
No.
Okay.
Because Goodfellow's downtown now has changed. The name's not Goodfellow's anymore.
Yeah.
It was Matt owned the one downtown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe that was what I thought at first, too. That could have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Johnson, seconded by Supervisor Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Approved. 6:36, any other business? Just real quick, Captain Leichter.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, and I don't know if you have an update, can you just real quickly update the committee on what's going on with the tavern on the old trunk?
The old truck route.
The truck
one in Summers.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Players, is that Players LLC?
Can't remember that. I don't think it's Players anymore. Is it?
Something. Is it? No, maybe not.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
By the Northside Superette.
Yeah.
The one we've had issues with.
And we posted parking.
Correct. Summers is now taking over all of the permitting for that location because of the township or their village has now incorporated. I shouldn't say their village, their township is now incorporated, which you have to do first before they get the village incorporated. So everything permitting wise has been going through them, and we really don't have to worry about them anymore. I've been forwarding all the reports that I've been getting in from third shift to Mr. Kitzman out in Summers. And he says he's taking it up at the next meeting with him. So that's all I know about the place. It's kind of a nice relief in some respects, but you know, we have to report back to Summers. If they incorporate as anticipated and we do the contract policing there as anticipated, I'm assuming it will be the same connection between the law enforcement and the local committees as well. So
it's not going to come to us anymore?
Nope. We don't have to worry about them. Yeah. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
We talked about that. I just wanted the committee to be aware of it. You know,
yeah.
Youth and governance. This is a bar establishment by Carthage that we've had a lot of problems with, and they've wanted a cabaret, and we put them back on a probationary because of they have these hip-hop parties, and there's been guns and so on and so forth, and officers have been basically locked out of the out of the establishment.
Uncooperative.
Yeah, their security is uncooperative and so on and so forth. So, and then you got people walking out on the road at 2 in the morning that are going to be hit by a car. Because there's, you know, it's right by the trailer park there behind it as you come up the road there off Sheridan. So, but we've had quite a bit of issues with that. But I just wanted everybody to be aware of it.
They have, Summers has requested I keep them up to date about the taverns in now in the village of Summers and the incorporation. So that'll be something off our plate, so to speak.
And Mr. Kitzman called me directly and was upset that we issued him a cabaret. And I said, well, you issued him a liquor license.
Exactly.
Why are you mad at, well, you know, you should have told us, well, you had plenty of ample time to come to our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Summers did.
Mm-hmm.
The administration for Summers. Mm-hmm. And they, if you're worried about a cabaret license, you gave them a liquor license.
Yeah.
If you're more worried about that than a cabaret license.
Absolutely.
You know, to operate karaoke and bands.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted everybody to be aware of that. Zach, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
First by Supervisor.
Second.
Johnson, second by Supervisor Blau. All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
That was a long meeting.
Wow.
Down, it took you longer to walk over here.
No, I had to race from home.
Did everybody
I'm
sign?
Moving.
I think so.
Oh, that's fine.
My new address
sign
is
up.
Not even valid. No one knows it exists yet because
that's
it's brand new.
Yeah.
It's a real problem when you're trying to transfer utilities.